folks, welcome back to Indaba Africa. This is Chris once again. Hello, folks. Welcome back to Indaba Africa. This is Chris. And it is late here on the East Coast of the United States, the 7th of April, 2021. It's just before 1 a.m., but I couldn't resist. I needed to do a video on this topic. I've talked extensively about the insurgency in Cabo Delgado province in northern Mozambique now on the tube and other public platforms since my retirement in October 2019. And before that, in the halls of government, I spoke about this potentiality for the past decade, nearly a decade. Well, it has been a decade. It was 2011 when I first brought this topic up working at the U.S. Africa Command. And here we are. Well, SADC has woken up. SADC is the Southern African Development Community, which has an organ on defense and politics and security. And they have woken up to what's going on in Cabo Delgado province. Well, welcome to the party 3 years too late. Thousands of people dead, nearly 800,000 people displaced, total chaos. Absolutely no caring whatsoever from Maputo, from Total, the French energy giant, from Pretoria, or from any other actor whatsoever, as people suffer horrific fates. The footage I've seen of events in Cabo Delgado province are stomach-churning, absolutely stomach-churning. And I'm a combat veteran, and it turned my stomach to see what people were doing to other human beings there. It's unbelievable. On the 31st of March, SADC finally spoke with its current sitting president, Eric Masisi, also the president of Botswana. He issued a statement by the chairman of the SADC organ on politics, defense, and security, His Excellency Dr. Eric Masisi, on the terrorist attacks in the town of Palma in Mozambique. The Southern African Development Community has learnt with dismay the inhumane terrorist attacks on the town of Palma in Mozambique on the 24th of March, 2021. It is utterly disheartening that these indiscriminate attacks on the civilian population have resulted in the loss of lives of dozens of people, leaving hundreds of others injured and many more displaced. SADC condemns in the strongest possible terms this heinous act of cowardice. It is our fervent hope that the perpetrators will quickly be arrested and brought to justice. Well, this isn't two dudes rolling up with a pipe bomb or blowing up a building. This is an armed insurgency. You can call them terrorists, and perhaps they are terrorists. They're certainly using terror to control. But this is an armed insurgency, which the government of Mozambique is wholly incapable of addressing adequately. And they've proven that. And no one else seems to care, with the exception of a contractor named the Dyke Advisor Group, the DAG, who did their best, but it fell short. The reason I'm doing this video now is that SADC, after all this time, is finally waking up, and they will hold a special meeting about this event. But before you do this, let's just roll back the events here. Let's take a look here at the fact that this insurgency, which I predicted a decade ago, began in earnest in 2017. Soon it will be 4 years since this insurgency took place. 4 years. Where has SADC been? Where has Pretoria been? Absent and asleep. Totally missing the boat, leaving these people to suffer. The number of casualties in 2020 was over 1,600 people killed in this conflict. Yet only on the 24th of March was SADC moved to make a comment about this. Why? Because expats were killed. The Amarula Lodge, they tried to make a dodge away from there when they were tricked after a feint by the insurgents, who seemed to know their tactics pretty well. Several expats were killed. Only then, and it made the press, did SADC begin to take notice of what's taking place in Cabo Delgado province, leaving Mozambicans to their own fate for over 3 years. As I said, 1,600 people killed in 2020 alone, highest number thus far. And now we finally see action. Well, what can SADC do? Well, SADC can do an awful lot, folks, if it actually gives a flip. SADC has previously deployed on peacekeeping missions, including Operation Boleas in Lesotho in 1998-1999, in which the Botswana Defense Force and the newly formed South African National Defense Force deployed to Lesotho. The BDF performed admirably, the SANDF not so admirably. The SANDF and other forces deployed to Comoros on more than one occasion to restore order there on Anjouan Island, among other things, in the odd decade. So SADC can and has deployed in the past. Well, what can SADC bring to the table? For starters, Angola has strategic lift. Angola could move SADC forces almost at will into northern Mozambique. Botswana has combat power. It has units that are professionally trained and will fight. And South Africa has experience in peacekeeping and peacemaking across the continent. Maybe not the best experience. We've seen poor examples of it in the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Central African Republic, but we've also seen good examples of South Africa's peacekeeping capability on display in Burundi, among other places. So what of Brussels and the European Union and their silence? Total is a French company. It's a major energy producer. This should be a major topic for the European Union. Brussels should be deeply involved in this. It should be of concern to them, especially given that Europe is energy poor. The continent, not the United Kingdom, Norway, or Denmark, which are awash in hydrocarbons from the North Sea, but others are pretty much energy poor. And you would think that this would be a major concern for them. And what of DC, where the Manchurian cadaver is busy taking a nap once again, as people are brutalized in Mozambique? It's time for action. It's past time for action. Why did all of these powers sit back and ignore Mozambique? Is it because it's an incredibly poor country? Is it because it's a Lusophone country and almost nobody on the planet speaks Portuguese, including Mozambicans for that matter? It's a really good question. But the bottom line is this. The fault lies mostly with Maputo, Total, and Pretoria. Those are the three actors most directly involved and most directly responsible for taking action to improve the situation at any time over the past 3 years before it metastasized and became the horrific situation it is in 2021. And for that matter, we can throw SADC into the mix as well. Now, for its part, SADC is finally going to convene an extraordinary summit. SADC convened an extraordinary double troika summit to deliberate on measures to address terrorism in Mozambique. This is issued on the 6th, and the event will take place on the 8th. The Southern African Development Community will on Thursday, April 8th, 2021, convene an extraordinary double troika summit in Maputo, Mozambique, to deliberate on measures to address terrorism in the Republic of Mozambique. My concern now is that they'll do this half-assed, and they'll simply send troops there unprepared, and we'll have a bigger problem on our hands instead of a deliberate planning. There should have been deliberate planning. There should have been a continual effort here. Not simply tossing people into the meat grinder, which is the danger we run into now. They continue. SADC is deeply concerned about the continued terrorist attacks in Cabo Delgado, especially for the lives and attacks in Cabo, for the lives and welfare of the residents who continue to suffer from the atrocious, brutal, and indiscriminate assaults. Really? Where were you in 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020? Now it's 2021. Only now is SADC waking up. This is one reason why all these people who seem to think that police and military are necessary are delusional. The nature of far too many Homo sapiens is homicidal. It's about power and control. Now, this is being painted as it's all about resources for Total. That's utter nonsense. This thing started before Total ever started exploiting liquefied natural gas or natural gas deposits offshore. It has everything to do with piss-poor, weak governance in Cabo Delgado province, which has been the case ever since the country was ruled by the Portuguese. It's never had adequate coverage. And there you have it. So what's going to happen? My concern now is that SADC will pull off a harebrained scheme and send troops up there ill-prepared, ill-supplied, ill-equipped on an uncertain mission. That would be a disaster. But something must be done in the immediate term. If only, the African standby brigades were actually ready and capable of doing what they were designed to do, to be deployed on a short-term notice. Or the ACERC. The ACERC, which has sort of fallen off the table, which is an African Union concept, to have willing partners, willing nations to contribute troops that can deploy immediately for up to 60 days. Where's the ACERC? It's not there. And there's no troops. The African Union is quiet and silent on Mozambique, busy, distracted in Somalia, South Sudan, Darfur, and other places. Anyway, folks, God help the poor people living in northern Mozambique and the chaos going on there. It's horrific. If you saw the footage, you would be reviled. You would find it repulsive. Anyway, there you have it. There's a bit of a take on what's happening in Cabo Delgado province. It's not going to improve anytime in the near future. Best case, 90 days, we might see something get in there, could actually have a positive improvement, short of a paramilitary contractor, which could go in there almost immediately and have a positive impact. But that's not necessarily a solution. It might just be a Band-Aid, but maybe a Band-Aid is what's called for right now. Anyway, folks, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate watching Indaba Africa. This is my first video back on the tube since the unfortunate two-week vacation that I had. Thank you very much. Please spread the word about this video. Let people know about what's going on, because I know this topic is of importance, and I've been on the sidelines while it unfolded, unfortunately. Take care.